on some measures I'm going to use, including the Texas revised inventory of grief and the inventory of complicated grief. One of which being specific to children, so that will only be given to those who have lost children, and then one that can be any kind of grief. Also going to be looking at depression through probably this BSI, which is a not just a depression inventory, but does cover a lot of depression and other somatic symptoms, which may be easier for this culture to identify than a lot of the stuff on the BDI, which is sort of the standard depression measure, or the most widely used right now. It's a little more complicated than we think that they'll really be able to wrap their head around some of the items like self-criticalness and things like that. I think the BSI is a little more simple, like how often have you been feeling lonely? Feeling blue, trouble getting your breath, feelings of worthlessness, things like that. Also going to be looking, as of just recently, at something called the CESD, which is another depression, a short depression inventory.
Center for Epidemiological Studies Depression.
Yes, 1977 by a guy named Radloff, as I just learned. And then looking at a lot of his measures as potential moderators, including social support, education, you know, really anything we have that I can potentially make all kinds of moderational models until we find something significant to talk about.
Well, you go into a dissertation making certain hypotheses, so.
So that you can get it published.
Well, that's post-dissertation. The first goal, goal number one, is to defend your dissertation.
Yes. Right. And the goal is, if I collect all my data this summer, to be done as quickly as possible. And not have to do it in my fifth year or beyond.
So do students often do this? They start their dissertation work in their second
year? No, Brianna and Eric are freaks of nature. They're very,
she's
very
much better than me. I jumped on board to something.
Right. I mean, Brianna's actually doing her own thing. I'm mentoring her on her dissertation, which has to do with eating disorders. And she's got her own sample and her own measures. And so I'm trying to mentor her as best I can, but this is her baby. You know, Eric is piggybacking off of this research, which is perfectly legitimate to do as well.
The best dissertation is a done dissertation.
Well, you're both going to finish on time. I have no doubt about that.
Hopefully before externship, to save the matriculation fee.
You mean internship.
Internship. Yeah. Before externship would be
very important. Yeah. Extremely. But I have a reputation for getting students through. You know, very, very few stragglers.
Especially when your wife is on the committee. And,
well, we don't know yet, but I think that's possible, so. She's not waiving any time. It just means she's finishing the dissertation. She would finish the dissertation earlier than most people.
And if you do that, you'd save a lot of money.
Yeah. You don't save time, but you'd save money, possibly.
So if they already finished, could we get the other three if possible? If you don't
know. Wow, it took me an hour. There's A and a B. So, Brianna, would you like to present what you've worked on vis-a-vis this measure?
Look over what Eric said and kind of collect some things or
use example that I thought were more representative of what we would see. So I extrapolated from what Eric said and put it on a 4-point system where 0 would be non-symbolic play, and then the other 3 anchor points would be different levels in the expression and sophistication of symbolic play, from a marginal expression to a moderate expression to a market expression of symbolic play.
What was the last one?
Market expression of
symbolic
play. Market. So, I mean, like I said, I kind of just took a lot of what I felt Eric's coding system that helped you, and then tried to fit it into what I had recalled of the way the children interacted with the pieces, with the toys in the attachment story completion pack. So non-symbolic play was if the child wasn't participating in the activity, or the child like touched like the doll or whatever pieces were there but didn't engage in any meaningful or symbolic activity. So like an example I made would be just like picking the doll and placing it on its lap, so there's like really no interaction or anything that's meaningful. So I thought of that as being non-symbolic, which I think might have happened from my reflection of what I see. I only did the maternal transcription, so I'm going off with just a little bit of pieces that I've seen. And then for a 1, which would be like a low-level expression of symbolic play, I said that the child would earn a 1 if the child physically inserted him or herself into the narrative rather than using the doll. So, for example, in the Hurt Knee story, the child might pretend to place a band-aid on his own knee rather than actually using a doll to express something like that. Or the child interacted with the doll, but in a manner that wasn't consistent with the story stem or demonstrative of meaningful action. So the child kind of interacting with the doll, but let's say just like swinging it or not doing anything that was necessarily symbolic or meaningful, or fully symbolic or meaningful. And then at a middle level, at a moderate expression, I said the child would learn 2 if the child interacted with another doll, but as him or herself. So in telling a story about the child and the father going to the hospital, for example, the child might pick up the father doll and move along with him rather than using both the child and the father doll to demonstrate an action like that. So there is a level of symbolic play, but not high enough where the child can also use the doll to represent him or herself. Or the child engages in only 1 doll in a way that is consistent with or addresses the doll presented by the story stem. So in the Spill Juice story, the child pretends that the child doll is walking to the table toward the juice, but it's only using 1 doll rather than using an interactive type of scenario. And then for 3, a higher level expression of symbolic play, I said that the child would earn 3 if the child engages 2 or more dolls in a meaningful interaction. So for example, in the Monster Under the Bed story, that a mother doll could hug the child doll, or the child uses a toy object to represent another object with similar properties, like the child pretending the toy table is a car, like to get them to the hospital, like taking the hernia story or something like that. So then I kind of took a lot of what I found and kind of Eric some of the different key points that I felt like the author was trying to illustrate in that, and just put it on top of what I felt was representative.
Now, how many, from what you've distilled, how many anchor points are in the scale that you've modified?
So it's 4.
4.
Or 0 is non-symbolic. So symbolic play is on 1, 2, 3, depending on how sophisticated the symbolic
is. So 0 to 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, with those anchor points, which of those anchor points directly map onto the 8 anchor points that Eric sent us?
Sure. So I collect 1 through 4 for non-symbolic and just made 0 non-symbolic here.
Okay.
For the 1, I used 5 and 6, pieces of 5 and 6 to make 1.
Okay.
And then for the 2, I used, I think it's more, there's like kind of elements between 6 and a 7 that make up 2.
that are like more sophisticated end of six, I think. And then for three, it was collapsing kind of more higher, what I thought was higher and what was being said in seven, and then eight.
Okay, so I don't know. I appreciate the work, and we can test it out and see if it's going to work. The problem that I foresee, though, is that I don't know how many of these kids engaged in seven or eight.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder whether maybe we should go with zero being non-symbolic play, but then five being one, six being two, and seven being three.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sure.
But we won't really know until we start viewing. So why don't we view this video now, the one that you're going to take home with you.
I have a question. It's the levels, right, that we all did from 1 through 8. Eight substitution involving, like, an object substitution. So what about when the child, like, they're digging, and then, you know, they're not using the object, they're imagining that it's there, and they're digging with, like, a shovel that doesn't actually exist. Is that an example of 8? Because there's representation of an object that's invisible, but it's still, like, part of the play.
No, that wouldn't count. You actually have to use, if they picked up something else, like a stick from the ground, and then used that to pretend to dig with, that would count. Or if they picked up,
you didn't really give them an opportunity, though.
The opportunity, though, exists. I mean, they could have taken another doll and used another doll as a digging tool.
Try to take something from another table.
Yeah. So it is there, the possibility. But if it's so infrequent, you know, do we really want to include 8 as the upper level? It seems like there's going to be floor effects. I don't know about ceiling effects. I don't think there will be any ceiling effects. Okay, so one kid out of the ones. Anyone else who transcribed attachment story completion tasks notice kids using objects for the purpose other than the purpose for which they were intended? Anybody? So I don't know that would work. Let's look at, I just picked out a random video, so I will need, though, either a flash drive or a DVD. Can I? Oh, you can't see through it?
I gotta remember, Rush. I gotta. Yeah, it's been so long.
If you don't use it, you can lose it.
If you don't use it,
yeah.
If anybody recognizes this child, please raise your hand so we can stop the video. Yeah, a little IRB joke. Thanks.
That was fun this year.
What?
Oh.
What?
I said this year it'll be fun.
Why? Yeah.
The two of them.
Yeah, and?
As opposed to last year.
As opposed to last year.
The best joke is the one you have to explain.
Yeah. One of the tasks that we conducted with the children. Got it. Here. It was a tornado. Is there any?
It's not a school.
Is that better? Seen. Anybody ever familiar with these? We had a different, in 2009, so we had different protocol. Here we go. And we wouldn't be coding the birthday story, so. That'll be thinking about this code. This is our translator, Sewa. So far, what's the score? Okay. So, what do we see there? Six is exactly right. Other directed pretense, clear pretense activity directed toward other. So we saw that she was feeding the mother doll. So that would be rated six, but in Brianna's scale, it would be a two out of three, well, zero to three. Everybody see that? Danielle.
Is it going to be every, like, 15 seconds we have to stop and give a rating, or, like, per story?
We haven't decided yet. What do we want to do with that?
I think it might have worked better to just do the highest possible, because otherwise it's going to be the attenuation of range. We have to put all these zeros in.
No, you're right. What have we scored, gave one score per story? We have five stories.
Highest possible, the highest you reach.
Yeah.
The
highest score for each story. And then take the mean. How does that sound?
Yeah. Whatever divided by five.
Yeah.
And then we have our score.
Right. Or we could take, we could just add a total, total score. What's that?
There's no way to account for them telling part of the story, because I've found that that's what often happens. They tell you what the characters do, but don't act it out. But that wouldn't be...
That does no. If you look at these items, all these items are based on actual behavior, manipulating an item. So talking about the story wouldn't count on this. Now that would count coding for attachment, but not for symbolic play. Symbolic play, you actually need a behavior with a with an object to score it beyond zero. All right, so should we look at some more? Make up something. No, I think it's just like, I don't know. Yeah. Not the best administration to use. She's 5 years old, believe it or not.
So she would score a 6 or a 2 on that. We'd write that down and
yep.
go on.
Yep, so you write that down, then we're going to go on to the second story, the hurt me.
I think in this case, then, it would make more sense to use Brianna's smaller scale. And just so, six, the difference between 6 and 0 is a pretty big number, as opposed to, you know, if one person gets 1 6, it almost makes them uncomparable to some of the other people that are going to get.
We rearrange it so that 5 6 7 8 is actually 1 2 3 4.
Yeah, it was kind of like 5 6.
But aren't you getting points for that? You're scoring. There's scoring points that would be added.
Julius let me borrow his shirt. Actually, see the cufflinks? He let me borrow.
So, like, why am I hearing an echo?
You know, the great thing about coding symbolic play is that, you know, we're not going to need the verbal or the audio.
Okay, so what do we see here?
Seven.
Is it a seven?
Three. Mom goes over.
The seven would be two puppets talking, which would be interacting. I agree. Yeah.
Three. Three by Brianna, seven by Miss Lavanda. Miss La, not email me back to.
So if you work hard enough, you can get symbolic play out of her, but you just have to, like, pulling teeth.
But these are the ones on the video, right? That we have the exact same one, right?
Yeah.
And we don't...
No, I want you to code the last three stories.
Oh, we're only going to do two here?
Yeah. Movement. So right there, the doctor was working on her knee, but the doctor was not represented by anything.
That would be a five then, right?
Right.
But she's already, you started that.
Right.
But
she's already
for compensation's sake.
Yeah, she's already exceeded
that. That moment would have been a five. It would still have scored that, but... Yeah. In cases where, like, show me with the duck, a lot of mine, as Danielle just brought up, it was the first thing she did would have been, like in the spill juice story, what happens, the child's beaten, and so she hits the child
right.
herself.
Right.
That would be a five. But then a lot of times I said, show me with the doll. You know, who beats them? Or show me with the doll. And then they'd bring mom over and do the same thing. You get credit even though I, and to some degree,
well,
prompted
you
that.
You prompted, but you didn't do it. Right?
Yeah, I did.
They're
yeah.
still capable on their own doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just kept saying, show me, show me.
Yeah, show me with the doll.
Yeah, but they still had the cognitive ability to take the doll and symbolically use it
yeah.
as the
I
real
one. I just didn't know if they had to generate that idea on their own without me saying, show me with the doll.
I don't think so. I think that would count. What do you guys think?
I think it should be, yeah, because it's still there initiating the actual play.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not actually taking the doll. Now, if Eric were to take the doll and then show
yeah.
what how to imitate that, and then the child does it imitating Eric, that would not count.
I saw one of the children put their hand on the mommy doll and then beat the child as if she was indicating that the hand belonged to the mommy doll. You know what I'm saying?
That's still be a five.
She touches the mom and
yeah,
then beats.
I think you have to use the doll.
Yeah, you have to use the doll,
smack.
Clearly. Yeah. So that would be a slightly lower rating, I would
yeah.
think. So that would be a... What, a five?
That would be a five.
Would you be a one in Brianna's system?
Yeah, I was actually looking at Brianna's examples are like
really clearly depicting these situations. So maybe we can all just take a look at that and use that.
Sure, but Brianna, maybe you can modify your system to incorporate the comments that we made here. Like, eight, I don't think is something that we should really include at all in the scale.
Yeah, I just put the piece of eight into the highest level, but that's not all the highest level.
Like, she would have gotten a three on your scale unless you could choose, right? With the, because the mom and the child,
right.
Because there's two dolls in a
meaningful
way.
So, maybe what we can do is 0 is 1 to 4, mm-hmm. 5 is 1, 6 is 2, and 7 and 8 combination is 3. Would that work?
Yeah.
Also,
I don't know if you've had, I'm
already
scheduled
tonight,
but it's
6:45. I'm also. Thank you. I have a question about the, like, when the child is being involved. Yep. There will be a total of 6 other directed people to the child is, like, doing action to the doll. And this is where I'm unclear.
Yeah.
Like, instead of kissing the doll, they're...
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. So if they're spanking the doll, I think that would be a 6. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But then spanking the doll with the other doll, though, should still be a higher score.
Yeah, that should be a 7.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, a 5 would be if the child is spanking the doll. Or a doll is spanking, or I'm sorry, the doll is spanking. No, if the doll is spanking another doll, that would be a 7.
So, are you saying, that's a good one, if they're sweeping the floor with their hand? I just wanted to give an example because I couldn't think in my head of something that had happened that would be a 5. So that's a good one.
No, it won't be a 5. And Brianna's scale will be different. Yeah.
A 1, right.
Not to add extra, but since we're only doing 3, maybe everyone could write like a sentence of why they scored it the way they did, so we can, you know.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, so that we can have this debate if there is.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody who's coding is going to go home and they're going to look at the rest of this video. The last 3 stories, so it's the monster in the bedroom story, the departure story, and the reunion story. You look at those 3 stories. So we'll watch the rest of this. And then, you know, I'll give you the time here where we'll start with the monster in the bedroom story. And everybody will go to that point in the video and code these 3 final stories of the attachment story completion test. And then I like Eric's idea, just add a sentence about why you have made the coding choice that you did. And Brianna, if you could make the revisions that we've talked about and send out to everybody via attachment, the coding system that we're going to be trying to train on, that would be helpful. And then everybody use that coding system that Brianna is going to send out. Does that make sense? And then I'll send these to me by Wednesday night at 10 p.m. And I'll actually I'll enter them into SPSS and I'll do some correlations and see how people do. How's that sound?
Great.
All right. And then we can reconvene next Thursday and talk about why we made certain selections. I have an idea. This is actually going to be fairly easy compared to some of the coding teams that Jennifer has sat on. This is going to be a breeze.
Yeah. Should still take about 6 hours a week for video.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No big deal there.
Right.
Do you know what our other variables are yet? Because we don't know if we have anything significant to work with.
Well, there were some significant findings. You read the presentation. Huh? Absolutely. Yeah, just because you made some hypotheses that didn't turn out doesn't mean that you can't change your hypotheses and incorporate variables that you didn't initially hypothesize for your poster presentations. Maybe somebody could explain to Momoko what we're talking about here. Preferably one of the leaders of the 2 teams.
Yeah.
we wrote posters based on this research for the APA conference that I accepted. And so my Tiffany at Theory of Mind.
You break it, you pay for it. Oh, snap.
Waking caregiver depression to symbolically in children. So we're interested in whether or not depression has an effect on symbolically.
Good.
And we're looking at symbolically in school writings.
So I think Melissa's team is going to have to do a little bit more revision than Deb's team, because there were some findings with health, but not with Theory of Mind, so. Just gloat. So. Visionary. Well, your documentary is very visionary. So what we're going to do is you guys have access to any of the variables that you want to have access to for your poster. And as long as it relates to symbolic play, obviously. So and AP doesn't care. Trust me, they don't care about that. They show up with a totally different title. It doesn't matter. But you'll be able to put it on your CV. And so let's look at the rest of this. I don't think there's much more longer. You know, I imitated something there, so if he did that, that wouldn't count. So, 36. I don't have time for this. I got a little frustrated.
Give me a hard time.
But I maintain my enthusiasm.
Show me what happens next. Show me that you're not in a coma.
All right. Any other comments about the coding system or what we're going to do?
In the moment when you might take the child's hand, put their hand on the doll, and maybe like start to act something out, and then the child continues acting out after you let go, is that sort of like we're teaching me what to do, and so that doesn't count?
For the birthday story, we do that a lot, just to acquaint them with the task. I don't know about you, but I don't do that after the warm-up.
What's that?
The translator
would sometimes take the child's hands and put them up now, or like kind of instigate it, and I don't know how.
Well, just putting the child's hands on the doll wouldn't qualify for symbolic play.
The only thing I would do would at times would be show me what happens with that. If they said something, the mom comes and cleans it up. I would, out of the line of dolls, like push the mom forward. Mm-hmm. Indicating like, yeah, and then they would often mm-hmm. then grab. It was like permission to grab.
Yeah, well, that's not a problem at all. But you know, I want to get back to Danielle's question about how do we make distinctions between 5 and 6, which would be 1 and 2 in Brianna's system. What thoughts do we have about that? It's self-directed pretense versus other-directed pretense. Now, self-directed pretense, I assume that's like feeding yourself, right?
Yes.
Or hitting yourself, or yes.
But they picked up the cup and drank out of the cup themselves, too.
Right.
And isn't other, like, meaning they use the doll to
right.
do it?
Right,
which are rather than using them.
So if they're symbolizing hitting the doll, but they're using their hand and hitting the table,
right.
I think that would be a 5, right?
Yeah.
That would be a 6. Because it's other-directed versus self-directed. Or if they're hitting themselves, I think a few kids did that, that's a 5. Or a 1 in the system. You're going to make the revisions and send it out. Okay. Any other questions? Now, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to podcast. I podcasted this meeting. And I'm going to upload it onto my website. So if you miss a coding team meeting, because we're shifting into coding phase now, and so it's important that everybody come regularly so that we can get reliable. And so if you happen to miss a meeting, you can actually listen to it on my website. So my website address is in my email address or message. Is that right?
Yeah.
Some felony convictions, you know. I don't like to talk about those. So, are we good? We all right? All right. See you next week. Yeah. All right.
I got that case we talked about coming. Got pulled from me.
Got pulled from you?
From me, yes.
What?
Because they wanted to give me a different case for you that was requesting a mental therapist. It's
okay.
A 6-year-old that won't do that, which will be interesting because I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
About that, so it'll be a play therapy kind of.
All right.
So I'm kind of excited about that.
Okay. When's the first?
I don't know. Yeah, I still have to touch base.
Okay.
With them.
So the first session, you just meet with the parents.
Meet with the parents. Find
alone.
Out. Yeah.
And go through the same kind of interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want me to tell them?
The DVDs.
Yeah, that I did.
So keep those. And we're going to be make sure that everybody has copies of just like do one or two, and so that everybody's going to get a copy of the same video while we're training. Yes, got it. All right, and I'll take this back. Huh? Generally not.
No, I wanted to talk about something amazing. Basically, evaluate the frequent disruptions in attachment. And I don't know about it, but I was thinking about using that, and I was talking to Chris and Gina, and I'm going to talk to my boss that if we end up doing this, rolling it into their EAD assessment package so that it can be archived later, and it'll be a lot easier because I'll just we can start giving it from now on, and we won't have the IRB problem with presidential role, which can be.
Just some, I've been down this road before, so I want to just give you some potential pitfalls of doing that. That's fine. I just wanted to make you think about a couple things. One is that you'd have to get permission for these kids to be videotaped.
Right. And, I thought about that too.
Second question is if these are foster care kids, the foster parents can't sign the release.
Well, it's technically a foster care agency, but they're in a residential setting. So, bye. Nice to
okay. Bye. See you next week.
I'm going to email about some questions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sure.
Right.
All right. Good night.
So, I know in general, with other consents, like medical and anything else, the program director, if their parents are involved, their parents sign off. Parents are involved, the program director signs off. Some of them are adoptions, and the program director signs off then. So, it would be definitely something I'd have to figure out who would be responsible for that.
Okay. You've kind of, if you build it into like this is clinical care,
yes,
that solves problem number one. But problem number two is who's responsible as the legal guardian for these kids to sign off on their videotape. And if you can resolve that problem, you know, more power to you.
Well, one point, if you're able to get the videotape from the administration, and then you type up the transcript and destroy the videotape.
But you're still videotaping.
Yeah, for this happen, right. If we were able to do that, if my agency approved that, and then,
oh, yeah,
you know,
then
Rick wrote up with the
sure.
These will be destroyed, and then we're just going to Rick transcripts.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Of
course, it'd be nice if you could archive the videos, because then you could do stuff like this.
That would be the first choice, and that's, but
yeah.
I don't know how help. I always talk about loss history and the chance. So I was on Monday and just see what he thinks about.
Hey, I like the idea. I'm having a paper published using the attachment story completion task on an inpatient psychiatric sample. So I should email you that paper because it's going to be published before the end of the year. I just finished revisions on it. So that should give you some idea about, I think it's the first paper that's going to be published on using the attachment story completion task on an inpatient, like a severely disturbed sample.
And when I was talking to Allison, she had the idea that number one, they were developing a disabled number two, because it's an actual, she's so amazing. But I was even thinking, I don't know, just like getting ideas with the disruption, disruptions, and attachment. I wonder if you guys know that she's with the father's like come and go, I mean, similar thing there, but like something to combine with, eventually think about something.
Yeah. No, I'm on board.
And then another question off topic is with the I was thinking about the medical stuff. Are there like do they have restrictions based on like anything you've had like a disease like because I had tuberculosis but it's not like communicable it's like the viral one. Well, it's always in me.
Yeah, I don't think
who would
know or who would find out.
I know, I guess because we're doing it, I can't think about that. We're stuff like vaccinations and do that stuff to the embassy and all that. I was like, oh.
I think it's just they want to make sure you've had the vaccinations.
Okay.
There's no TB vaccinations.
Well, yeah,
so.
I was wondering if it was like the TB stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember whether TB is part of the yellow form that you get.
I can't get a PPD, but I did get a
chest X-ray
for my job.
Right. How'd you get it?
I didn't get the internship.
Pilgrim is probably
what
you got.
I didn't get the internship. I could have developed.
Often people work in hospital settings. And
this was when I was when I went to John Jay, so I probably could have picked it up on the subway. Who knows? I'm getting every day. It was one of those rare things, and my uncle happens to be a pulmonologist, and when I went to the pilgrim doctor, he said, oh, I don't like pulmonologists. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a whopper. Yeah, so, but anyway, you know, it doesn't have any effects on me now, but, you know, I have medication for it in a year.
You've completed that, right?
Oh, yeah, it was like 5 years.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I didn't think about it, but I wanted to tell you in case it was.
Sure.
You can have some